And now this is a dictation for Larry Hanley, H-A-N-L-E-Y, July 30, 50. Address as a letter to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, 466-5956. Dear Dr. Ernest, a follow-up for Larry, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, congestive heart failure with predominance of right-sided symptoms. Last visit in August. Apparently, emergency room visit, was not admitted to the hospital, some nausea. Weight is down from 240 to 232. Family says appetite is down. Still eating 3 meals a day, but small portions. Right now, no nausea, vomiting. Excuse me. Right now, off and on nausea, sometimes during the day or morning, sometimes all day long. Denies dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding. Denies decreasing urination, cloudiness, or blood. There is dyspnea, muscle activity not at rest. No major cough or purulent material, no upper respiratory symptoms. Denies orthopnea PND, has not required any oxygen. Family concerned about the sleep apnea to be tested by your service. No major pruritus, no bruises. He's taking more daytime naps. Edema appears the same or worse. No trauma or localized pain. Next paragraph, medication list review. I'm going to highlight the Norvasc, Bumex, Coric, Doxazosin, which is new, Hydralazine. It takes cholesterol, diabetes, antidepressant, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph. Weight at home over the last month has increased from around 221, 223 to presently 234, with blood pressure also rising from 110s over 40s to presently 130s, 140s over 50s, heart rate in the 50s and 60s from the beta blocker. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries, November, creatinine at 2.8, the last 6 months slowly changing, GFR 23 stage 4, electrolyte acid-base normal, low albumin, corrected calcium normal, phosphorus below 4.8, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 9.4. With a ferritin of 128, saturation 14%. Next paragraph. CKD is stage four, likely a combination of diabetic nephropathy and cardiorenal syndrome. Next number, diabetic nephropathy, proteinuria in the past, not in the nephrotic range. Next number, congestive heart failure with predominance of right-sided. Salt fluid restriction, diuretics. Next number is small kidney on the left-sided without evidence of obstruction. Renal artery stenosis couldn't be ruled out. Technically difficult study. Next number, ischemic cardiomyopathy, prior three vessel bypass and stents. There has been preserved ejection fraction. It does have, however, severe pulmonary hypertension. Low ejection fraction, right ventricle. Dilated atria. And tricuspid regurgitation. Next number, obesity to be tested for sleep apnea. Next paragraph, anemia. Relatively low in iron. EPO to be started. Next paragraph, comments. We have a long discussion, patient, wife, daughter, about his advanced progressive kidney disease with above risk factors, the most important related to volume overload and heart predominance of right-sided failure. He needs to start thinking about dialysis. Family became very emotional about it. We discussed the different options, including in-center dialysis, home dialysis, which has peritoneal as well as hemodialysis. As the daughter is in the medical system, they would like to avoid potential side effects of peritonitis. They are willing to help with needle placement on the AV fistula, discuss the technique. They are going to have all family helping Larry make a decision. If that's the case, we will proceed and refer him to Dr. Constantino. Fistula takes 2-3 months to mature. It takes probably 3-4 weeks to also learn how to do it at home. We will manage issues as anemia, which might be exacerbating the congestive heart failure. We will monitor chemistry on a regular basis and advise for potassium acid-based phosphorus and PTH. We start dialysis based on symptoms. He might have early uremic symptoms, but probably also most importantly, the volume overload. Further adjustments of diuretics will be done accordingly. There appears to be some irregular heart rhythm, which I did not notice before. I'm going to ask for an EKG. Continue diabetes cholesterol management. Plan to see him back on the next 6 weeks, end of dictation.